Well, if you hadn't heard, New Zealand's on the medal board at Tokyo with a bronze for triathlete Hayden Wild. 17-year-old Dunedin student Erica Fairweather made the final of the 400 metres freestyle, but missed out on the podium, finishing eighth. Our reporter Clay Wilson is at Tokyo Stadium and joins us now. So Clay, two young athletes really, they're the stories of the day so far for New Zealand, aren't they?
Kia ora, Lisa. Yes, that's right. You've already had some reaction to the performances of Hayden Wild and Erica Fairweather. And we have to start with Hayden Wild as New Zealand's first medalist of these Tokyo Games. Just 23 years old in his first Olympics, and what a performance. He only started the sport 4 years ago and was inspired to get into it by watching it on the TV at the Rio Games in 2016. Now, it's worth mentioning the triathlon started here in Tokyo this morning at 6:30 local time. Of course, that was to get the athletes out of the heat and humidity we have here in Tokyo at this time of year, but that's not to say it wasn't hot. I'm, as you mentioned, here at Tokyo Stadium, and as I was checking into this venue this morning, I walked past a temperature gauge at about 9:30 local time, just after the triathlon finished. It was well over 28 degrees at that point, so just a brilliant performance from Hayden Wild, given the conditions. Erica Fairweather, of course, eighth in that 400 metres freestyle final this morning, but what a performance just to be there. A four-second personal best and a national record in her heat last night, and this morning in the final, up against one of the superstars of swimming, American Katie Ledecky. So just a great experience for Erica Fairweather, and you get the feeling she's going to be an athlete to watch well into the future as she gets older. Now, Hayden Wild and Erica Fairweather are both actually not done at these games. Erica Fairweather back in the pool tonight in the 200 metre freestyle heats and is also part of New Zealand's 4x200 metre relay group, while Hayden Wild is in the mixed team triathlons event with New Zealand's team in that, and that's going to be raced on Saturday.
And you've been out at the sevens today, and the New Zealand men have got their Olympic campaign going?
Yes, now not to be confused with the Tokyo Olympic Stadium, I'm here at Tokyo Stadium. Now that may sound familiar to New Zealanders. It was where some of the matches were played in the 2019 Rugby World Cup. Of course, the All Blacks didn't go on to success in that tournament, but this venue was good for the All Blacks. It's where they had their big quarterfinal win over Ireland, in that tournament. Now, both sevens tournaments will be played here at Tokyo Stadium. The men got underway first. The New Zealand men have their first match this morning against South Korea. Something of a slow start before eventually getting into gear and powering away to a 50-5 win. They play Argentina at 8:30 tonight. The medal matches for the men on Wednesday, the women starting the following day on Thursday, and of course both our sevens teams gunning for gold after coming up short at the Rio Games in 2016.
So Clay, tell us what's been going on in the Dutch team.
Yes, well, people will recall early on in these games there was a handful of COVID cases in the village among athletes and officials. The last few days, actually, there hasn't been much going on that front. But news through today that the Dutch rowing team will separate itself from the other teams at that venue after an athlete, a coach and a staff member tested positive for the virus. Now, all three of those people are in a 10-day quarantine, and that means the athlete, a men's single sculler, has been ruled out of these games entirely. From this news, the Dutch media are reporting that some of the other nations, the rowing teams, have requested that the Dutch rowing team and officials are isolated as much as possible from the other teams, the other athletes at the venue. The Dutch team have reportedly agreed to that, so we'll see how that plays out. Now, the rowing regatta is suspended today and tomorrow because of bad weather. It gets back underway on Wednesday, so it'll be interesting on Wednesday to watch how that plays out with a bit of distance perhaps between the Dutch athletes and the rest of the athletes and officials there at the rowing venue.
Clay, just before you head off, for those people who are listening to you today rather than watching, you look a little different from the other times I've spoken to you. You're all masked up. So what's the deal with the rules where you are?
Yeah, so most of the places we've come to you before have been nice wide open spaces, no one else around. Here at the Tokyo Stadium, just at the entrance to the check-in for media members and other officials here, there is a few more people around. I can actually look ahead of me and see a group of policemen, a lot of officials, but other members of the public. So I've got my mask on today because people are walking close by and we want to make sure we're taking all those precautions.
Good to talk to you, Clay. That is Clay Wilson live from outside the Tokyo Stadium there with all the news from the Olympics today.